Hello and welcome to Poetry Non-Stop. I'm Patrick Widdis and it's been a quiet month and a bit after a busy one in April with NaPoWriMo. It's great to be able to share the work of so many different and wonderful poets, and it's also a joy to see the poems that people are inspired to write. On today's episode, we're going to hear back from some of the poets who contributed to the podcast and also took up the challenge to write a poem for each day's prompt. We begin with a couple of poems from regular contributor Brent Hagen, an American poet based in Izu in Japan. This first one was inspired by the first day's prompt, Birds, which came from me.
The soft glide of elbow tectonics. It's an open secret that the best salsa and flamenco dancers watch hours of Birds of Paradise before competitions. Like a cowgirl studying the grain of a steer's unstringed bows. Camellia growing unchecked around the crematorium. Flower petals even rot almost gracefully and soon. Like an overturned pepperoni truck left to nature. Rivaled only by the cherry blossom orchestra in my paper windows. Pink trumpets full of air. Yeah, I'm getting to that. That's how I ended up in an actual tub of popcorn. How I became a bird's rescue person in the Person Rescue Program.
I like how Brent included a bird of paradise in that poem, which is what my poem was about, but otherwise it was nothing like what I wrote. So many wonderful lines and images there, the overturned pepperoni truck, the cherry blossom. Brent's poems are always a wonderful journey through the unexpected, which shower you with weird and wonderful gifts at every turn. I'm delighted that my prompt inspired that poem. Here's another poem by Brent, this time inspired by Vietnamese poet Hay Nguyen's prompt to write a sad poem.
Sadness glances. Eiffel lights up like a headache. Traffic sluices in a sizzling drizzle. Did you hear they created a woolly mammoth meatball? How bad does every bridge just want to stretch? In a flash flood of haiku, I wrote by hourglass light for a fortnight. After being diagnosed with restless leg syndrome, I took up drumming. Like a shark, what balances us is a dead giveaway.
I like how Brent can give you an image like woolly mammoth meatball to conjure with, and on the very next line you have something completely different to contend with. The poems which you can read over and over and be struck by something different each time. Here's another poem from the same prompt, this time by a poet who's a little closer to home for me. Here's Java.
Greetings, friends, mothers, poetry lovers, and welcome to Poetry Nonstop. My name is Java, the warrior poet. And I'm here to dispense some poetry based on a prompt for NaPoWriMo. NaPoWriMo? NaPoWriMo. However it is pronounced, that is what I am doing right this second. Which prompt do you ask? I have no idea. It was from day 12, which was a sad poem. A funny thing about this particular poem, I remember the state of mind I was in, and I was feeling very sad at the time, and so I channeled that into this poem. Although now, I don't know, where are we now? We're June. There is no title on this poem, but I have no imagination, and the first and the last line say, "Flowers bring the rain." So I'm going to call this poem Unhappy Fun Times. Flowers bring the rain. It makes no sense to think this way. The seeds were there the whole time. So why do we believe that meteorological phenomenon is caused by the blooming within our hearts? And why do we believe that those we love cause the joy we feel, and that their absence, their loss, causes sadness? Because that's what we feel. Even though nobody and nothing stays with us forever, or even for long, the joy we felt collapses into sadness. Flowers bring the rain once more. And thank you for listening to my poem. I hope that you enjoyed it and all that came before. Have a good whatever time of the day it is, wherever you are.
Thank you, Java, and the same to you. A poet who can go from the silly to the poignant, the exuberant to the deadpan. A man with a passion for life in all its glory. Now we should hear from the poet who set that prompt. Here are a couple of poems from Hayley.
A range of mountains, an ocean of sunshine, a foreign life. Under a clear sky, every single breath steadily follows the wind. April sunset, endless distance, just part of memory. And the last poem was written in response to this prompt, Tribute, from Richard Carrington. Everyday cooking show. Waking up at 10, a crumpy chef prepares a nutritious lunch for a clumsy sous chef.
That was Hayley Nguyen with two poems. I love Hayley's use of language, the ideas and images that she comes up with. That second one in particular, in a few lines, she presents us with characters and a situation and a whole story with a very sparing use of language. Those two poems, the first one was inspired by CD17's prompt to write about dreams, and CD17 will be my guest on the next podcast coming soon. And the second one, as Hayley said, was from Richard Carrington's prompt to write a tribute poem. Richard has also sent me a few poems which he wrote as I sat in his living room in Borth on the coast of West Wales. This is one inspired by a prompt from Michelle Diaz to write about superstition. It's called simply Don't. Don't agree with me before 9:30. Don't look at the sea when thinking about curry. Don't spill ratatouille on chairs made of pine. Don't turn left when driving to Surrey. Don't tell a lie when wearing green socks. Don't support West Brom if your middle name is Anne. Don't perform a charade of Jack in the Box. Don't mention Noel Edmonds in Japan. Don't impersonate Madonna during the weather forecast. Don't burp while playing crazy golf in Kent. Don't enter Strictly Come Dancing and come second last. Don't ignore these warnings, but if you do, don't relent. Some great superstitions there, most of which, for better or worse, I have adhered to, except possibly the first one. I generally agree with Richard, whatever time of day it is. Here's another one from the last prompt of the month from Alex Blustin. His idea was to ignore the prompt, which meant writing about a picture, then writing a poem quite unconnected with that picture. It's an interesting process which yielded this delightful piece. Bonfire night, potatoes in their jackets. Bonfire night, potatoes in their jackets, with the assistant bank manager, wicket keeper, and my dad. Next year, man lands on the moon. Two fathers with Catherine wheels, two mothers with soup. Next year, Rolf Harris sings two little boys. But this year, we burn the guy. This year there are Roman candles. Sparklers weave their wild patterns. They discourage this sort of thing now, you know, outside of proper council supervision. The night outlasted the fire. It was bedtime for all the cosy participants, including we few sad survivors, watching now from the other side of the moon. Did I hear Guy Fawkes laughing at us? But oh, what generous slabs of butter. Christmas next month. That reminds me of firework parties I attended as a child. I love the generous slabs of butter at the end. And if it is Christmas next month when you're listening to this, have a good one. We'll finish today with one of the most dedicated followers of NaPoWriMo, who I think really has written a poem for every prompt for this year and the last year, as well as providing several prompts himself. This is Will Ingrams.
This one comes from the prompt of day 20 from Simon Coppock, which was about an attentive walk. I took an attentive walk. I was in Australia at the time, and it was early morning. And this is the resulting poem. It's called Sun Up in Adelaide. Loose cockatoo flock wheels in high early sun, flashing white on a layered sky. An unseen Australian magpie whirs his oared loodle chortle. Now light hits a Norfolk Island pine tree tip. Clustered green fingers point up in the clear. Long brown fallen ones lie in the sage. Lone car sighs over beach road rough asphalt, merging with hiss crush of slow gentle waves, stretched out, unhurried on tingling steel sea. Heel strikes ring jetty boards, thick jarra sections, cut slant by sunbeams that arrow my eye as I turn. Now's the time. Here I am. Write this down.
That was Will Ingrams with a lovely glimpse of Australia. And it touches on a couple of other prompts from this year, both from Simone Chalkley with its use of the five senses and onomatopoeia. You've been listening to Poetry Non-Stop with me, Patrick Widdis, and it's been great to share these fantastic poems inspired by this year's NaPoWriMo prompts. You can find all the prompts and podcasts on poetrynonstop.com, so you can still enjoy the poems and maybe write some of your own. I will be back very soon with more guests and prompts, but to finish, here's Will Ingrams with a poem about a journey inspired by another prompt from Michelle Diaz. Thank you for listening and keep writing.
Cycle. Bring, bring! A rattling brashness rings across the sunken corduroy fields of fattening leeks. They note the busy pedalling, the gloves and woolly hat toward fen winds. I nod them morning cheer. Dead straight and flat for two more miles, past 20 pence and through the town, no time to spare, the college lies beyond. Bring, bring! The birds don't care, the rabbits may look up. I ring it, cause it's there, because I can, for legs that pump, for racing life. Back home, I know, a baby wakes, two boys will dress for school. Our yellow car is Wendy's for today, shops call. Bring, bring! 7 miles feels more when heading back. The climb into Wilbraham, Fen Island Spur, the high ground of home. And 40 years ahead from there, Tim's wedding in Australia. Unthinkable. The flights, 3 grandkids, all the bells, the pedalling. This life.